from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great. Well, Happy New Year. My name's Nick McDonald, and I'm the Children's Minister in Training here at St Mary's, Maidenhead. Now, as we all know, it's the new year, and there are lots and lots of offers available, aren't there? Now, they all look quite exciting, but actually, none of those offers are going to make things any better. As we all know, 2020 was a really hard year, and I don't think 25% off all new furniture is really going to make things any better. But there is one offer that can. Now, we heard from our reading that Jesus gives rest to the weary and burdened. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Now, I don't know about you, but if there were two words to describe me at the moment, it would probably be weary and burdened. Now, if you don't know, a burden is something really heavy that you have to carry. A few years ago, I went to the Lake District, and I was made to carry all the lunches in my backpack. It was really heavy, and I had to climb to the top of a mountain with a really heavy burden on my back. As I got to the top, I was really, really tired, and you could say I was weary and burdened. Now, there are lots of burdens that we carry around every day, and I have some here. Now, this one is my job. Now, work can sometimes be really busy and can make me super stressed. Here is money. Sometimes I worry about whether I'll have enough money to get to the end of the month. And then relationships. Sometimes I hurt the people I love or I get into arguments with people. And then illness. People around us get ill, don't they? We've heard a lot about that this year. And then just general anxiety as well. Sometimes I hear things in the news that make me worried, or things that my friends tell me that worry me. And you know what, there's lots more burdens that we all share. And I think there are so many that I don't think I could carry them all. I'm struggling just to carry these ones. Now, those burdens are heavy, but there's one burden that's even more serious and even heavier. I'll just have to go and get it. You have to bear with me. That's the burden of sin. That was heavy. Now, sin is when we say, "Shove off, God, I'm in charge, no to your ways." It's when we say, "My way is best. God, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to live my way." This is so serious because it cuts us off from God. In fact, just before our passage today, Jesus tells a group of people who are refusing to live God's way that they will be judged, that they are completely cut off against God, and they will face God's righteous anger. Now, obviously, we need a way to get around this burden of sin. Now, let's have a think. What could I do? Maybe I could try being a good person. There's lots of good things I could do. Maybe that will help me get over my burden. But no, that's not going to help at all. Being good is great. We should be nice to people and good to people. But no matter how good I am, how many good things I do, that doesn't get rid of my sin. Maybe my New Year's resolution could be I'll go to church every single week, maybe even go to more than one service every week, then I can be friends with God. Let's try that. No, I still can't get around my burden of sin. Going to church is great because we get to spend time with our brothers and sisters in Christ, our Christian family. But just going to church doesn't get rid of my sin. Maybe my New Year's resolution could be to read my Bible every day and pray every day. Maybe even twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. Maybe that will work. No, it still doesn't work. It's brilliant to read your Bible and to pray because we have a relationship with God and we can spend time with him and learn more about him. But doing that on its own doesn't get rid of my sin. The sad news is there's absolutely nothing that we can do to be friends with God. No matter how hard we work or try or strive to be good, we can't be friends with God. We're completely cut off from him. That would be a really sad way to end a talk. But let's read our passage again. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Yes, we are weary and burdened. Yes, we are burdened by sin. But we can find rest. Did you notice where that rest comes from? It comes from Jesus. Now, when Jesus came to earth as a human, he took on all of these things. He experienced what it was like to be stressed. He experienced people treating him badly. He experienced illness and death. And he even experienced temptation as well. And what's even more amazing is that Jesus on the cross took our burden of sin. He faced punishment that was rightfully ours from God and was cut off from him. Jesus was cut off from God and faced all of God's righteous anger. And because Jesus was blamed and took the punishment, we no longer face God's anger. We can have peace with God. We can be friends with God. Where can I find peace with God? Well, our passage doesn't say, read all of these books and you will find rest. It doesn't say, come to this self-help group and you will find rest. It doesn't even say, come to church every week and you will find rest. What does it say? It says, come to me, come to Jesus. Jesus is the only way that we can have rest from all of our burdens, from all of our sin. Jesus knows what it's like to feel weary, tired, hungry, misunderstood, lonely, disappointed. Come to Jesus, come to someone who understands what you're going through and who loves you so much that he died on the cross to take away your burden of sin. Jesus gives rest to the weary and burdened. And I'm going to pray now to thank God for that. Father, we are so often so tired, weary, and burdened. Thank you that you sent Jesus to experience life as a human and to save us from the burden of sin. Help us to trust him when we are having a tough time. Amen. Amen. Now, our verse for the year is Matthew 11, verse 28, and we're going to try and learn it all together. I have some bricks here on the screen that say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And I thought it would be a great idea if we could all learn that today. So we're going to read it all through together. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I think we found that quite easy, so I think we can take one of the bricks away. See if we can do it now. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. See, we're still really good at it. We can take away another brick. Let's try again. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I think we can take two bricks away now. Let's try. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I think we can take another two away. Let's try it. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Fantastic. That'd be a great thing to learn over this next year. And there are postcards at the back that John will tell us about later.
Well, I've got some pictures coming up on the screen, and you've got a couple of seconds, really, to work out what do they all have in common. If you can work out what they have in common, stick your hand up. No hand. Oh, Phil.
Straps.
Pardon?
Straps.
Straps. Absolutely. Straps or leads or ropes or whatever. They are all joined to something, aren't they? The dog is on a lead, joined to somebody responsible, hopefully, so that they can stop the dog rushing off and doing something unmentionable. The child is on reins, joined to somebody who wants to protect them from the dangers of the road as they walk along. The skydiver is joined to someone who's done it before, which is just as well, because this man is 103 years old. He is the oldest man to have ever skydived. So it's really good that he's joined to somebody experienced who has done it before. Well, Nick has already explained to us how that Jesus will give us rest, rest from our burdens. But how exactly does he do that? Well, let me read our reading again. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Well, the rest that Jesus is talking about isn't a lazy morning or a lie-in like you might have had over these last few days of holiday. The rest that Jesus is talking about is rest for our souls, peace with God forever. And Jesus says that his disciples, his followers, need to do two things to have this rest. Firstly, they need to be yoked to Jesus. Now, being yoked would have been a very familiar image to the people of that day. And it doesn't mean going to the fridge and getting out the eggs and doing something very strange with the yoke. That is not what Jesus is talking about. What Jesus is talking about is this. These animals are yoked together. It is the wood that goes across their necks that joins them together, so that together they can pull or carry heavy burdens. Joined together, they can achieve things that by themselves they would never ever have accomplished. And when animals were yoked together, there would often be a strong animal on one side and maybe a younger animal on the other side. And the older one, the stronger one, would be the teacher. He would help the younger animal know where to go, the right path to take, the pitfalls to avoid. The older one would be teaching and training the younger animal what to do. And the older one would be protecting the younger one from harm. And wonderfully, in this passage, Jesus tells his followers that they should be yoked to him. So as Jesus' followers, we too are encouraged to be yoked to Jesus. Jesus says, "Let me be the strong one in the partnership. Let me be the one that helps you. Let me be the one that carries your burdens. Let me be the one that protects you from harm." Jesus offers to take the weight of those burdens that Nick talked about, our worries, our cares, our concerns. And Jesus says, if you let me take them, your burden will feel lighter. Doesn't that sound so appealing? So much better than struggling to carry all of these things that worry us and concern us by ourselves. Jesus says, "Yoke yourself to me. Let me help." And Jesus also says, "Learn from me." How do we learn things? How did we learn that memory verse? Well, we watched Nick, we listened to him, and then we copied what he was doing. And Jesus says the same. Through the Bible, we should learn from him. And as we read the Bible, we can see what Jesus does. We can hear what he says. And then we can go and do what he wants his followers to do. And Jesus isn't a bully or a dictator. He's not like the Pharisees that kept on adding more and more rules in the hope that, to make the people think that they had to achieve them and to follow them perfectly in the hope that one day, eventually, possibly, maybe, they might just about be good enough to be right with God. Jesus isn't like that at all. Jesus says of himself, "I am gentle and humble in heart." Jesus loves his followers. And Jesus will lead his followers kindly and gently with love. Jesus had been a carpenter. He had probably made lots of yokes in his time. And his offer is to everybody. Use my yoke. My yoke is perfect. But sadly, some people don't want to be yoked to Jesus. They think that Jesus would make life restrictive or boring. He would stop them enjoying themselves. They think that following Jesus would actually put more burdens on them. But that is not true. Jesus wants what is best for his people. Jesus doesn't force his perfect yoke on anyone. He offers it. But like all offers, we can choose to accept it or reject it. Like my pictures at the beginning, if we join ourselves, if we yoke ourselves to Jesus, he is the strong one. He is the one with experience. He is the one that loves and cares for us, who wants to protect us, who wants the very best for us, and who saves us from our burdens that we carry. So as we start this new year, amongst all the other resolutions that you may or may not have made, why not resolve to accept this offer from Jesus? Because this really is the offer of the year. This is the offer of the century. This is the offer of your lifetime. To take Jesus's yoke. To give him our burdens, our worries, and trust him. Then our burdens will be on his shoulders. His shoulders that bore our burden of sin once and for all on the cross. His shoulders that now continually offer to help bear our burdens today. Jesus cried, "It is finished," as he died on the cross. Finished. Jesus has defeated sin and death. And now when we yoke ourselves to him, we too can say, finished. Finished to carrying our burdens by ourselves. When we yoke ourselves to Jesus, our burden is light. We are assured of eternal rest, rest for our souls forever. So let me pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your offer to come to you, with our burdens and our concerns, and your promise that you will give us rest. As we start this new year, please may we all take up your yoke and learn from you, learn to follow you more closely and love you more during this year. For Jesus' sake, amen. And Carney's going to come and lead us in further prayers.